President J.D. Vance will also attend, and Kirk's widow Erica Kirk is expected to speak to the crowd. At the U.N. General Assembly tomorrow, France will formally recognize the right of Palestinians to have a state of their own, a decision strongly opposed by the United States. In an interview for today's Face the Nation on CBS, French President Emmanuel Macron calls it a step toward eventually ending the war in Gaza.
If we want to stop this war, if we want to isolate Hamas, the recognition process and the peace plan which goes with this recognition process is a precondition.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law the No Secret Police Act. It bars federal and local law enforcement, including immigration and customs enforcement agents, from wearing face coverings while on duty. Officers also have to be identifiable, that is, by name and badge number. At the signing ceremony, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
All of this legislative resistance is to protect Angelenos from our own federal government.
A top federal prosecutor says the law will have, quote, no effect on our operations. Our agents will continue to protect their identities. Police in New Hampshire say a shooting at a country club in Nashua yesterday has left one man dead and several wounded. The shooting appears to have taken place during a wedding. Police say a man they believe was the shooter is in custody. State prosecutor Peter Hinckley.
An adult male entered the golf course area and there was a shooting. An adult male died. Additional people were injured.
There will be celebrations around the world to mark the change of seasons.
The fall equinox arrives on Monday, and the Earth will have about the same amount of day and night. On the equator, the sun will be directly overhead at noon. Equinoxes are the only times when both the North and South poles get sunshine at the same time. In the Northern Hemisphere, the sunlight will diminish until the winter solstice on December 21st. In the Southern Hemisphere, spring starts. The behavior of both humans and animals is affected at this time of year. People may suffer sleep and mood distortions, and many animals migrate or change their feeding patterns to survive the upcoming winter. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Chicago River Swim is returning today for the first time in almost a century. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hard work is the foundation of the job site. Boot Barn Work and Carhartt are committed to supporting the hard workers that keep our nation moving. Boot Barn Work proudly offers a broad selection of Carhartt workwear and boots, known for durability and quality since 1889. When the work is relentless, Carhartt is trusted to finish the job. With so much on the line, there's no room for cutting corners. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
A to-be-auctioned portrait by a famous Mexican painter could shatter records if it sells for the amount experts have been talking about.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo will be sold at auction in November. El Sueño, La Cama, in English, The Dream, The Bed, has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. The painting, created in 1940, depicts Kahlo in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8th sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. It may surpass the highest price for a female artist's work, currently $44.4 million, for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A new dating show is causing consternation in the majority Muslim country of Pakistan. The show features Pakistani contestants. It's hosted by a well-known actress and filmed in Istanbul, Turkey. It'll only be available on YouTube, which means Pakistan's broadcasting regulator can't take action against it if people complain. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on this Sunday and a shower and thunderstorm chance out there as well. South winds, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. On Monday, more storm chances with mid and upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
WRJN.
Park Test Tournament. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Take a photograph, so mama won't take my cold throne away.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
to Go for the Green and Gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the Green and Gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our Goal for the Green and Gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
You with your masquerading, you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Living my life without you. Forever and day.
Power, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with. sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
way. Music used to be heard about this overcrowded land. How much more we use from sameness can't you stand?
Underscore our love of affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know.
Kenosha.